I should probably get this on tape.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize to all of our listeners for the auditory onslaught that video was. You know what? I don't think the song itself is so bad. In fact, I don't even think like the shouting and stuff is so bad. It's just that the way it was recorded, like yeah. There's so much distortion when it gets loud. It just sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's just how lead band was, you know?
Well, exactly. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know lead band, it was just my friend and I, and occasionally other members, kind of whoever was around. Like, I don't think we ever had a drummer who actually knew how to play the drums. It was just like,
oh, poor
hey,
Steve.
You're free. Sean, you're married, right?
I think so. My wife isn't here right now, or I'd ask
her. Oh, well. Well, assuming she comes back, you're yeah. married, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that wives can put things in perspective sometimes?
Isn't that, like, part of their job? I'm pretty sure
it is.
Like, and you don't need to buy that. Yeah.
And sometimes that's really helpful, because if you're having a bad day, they'll be like,
"Yeah,
you know, it's not really that bad because this." And
right.
you're like, whoa. That
or on the other hand, they can be always like, you know, why is it always about you? And then you're like, ah, oh, yeah, I'm a jerk.
But they can also be like a total buzzkill sometimes,
right.
You know, when I saw that this Neo Geo X gold system was coming out, I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. Well, there was the internet, and I already made my opinions known there,
but I
needed to talk to a person.
The what now?
And the Neo Geo X gold.
What's that?
Or just the Neo Geo X? Well, I'll tell you. In fact, I'll tell you the same way I told my wife.
Okay.
So I rush into the bedroom. It's, I don't know, midnight or something. But she's still up. She's reading a book. And I go to her and I'm like, you will never believe what happened. And she's like, what? And I said, SNK is with another company releasing new hardware for the first time. Since the Neo Geo Pocket, they're going to release a handheld Neo Geo system with 19 built-in games, and you can hook it up to the TV with a dock that looks exactly like a Neo Geo AES system, and there's even an AES style controller that you can use.
That's
now,
cool.
Course,
wow.
Of course you can, that's really cool, and of course you can gauge my wife's reaction to that. She's like. And what's a Neo Geo?
Yeah. Didn't she watch our video, which coincidentally was released a little less than a month ago?
yes. But then I said, well, you know, it's that system I have, you know, that I play like Metal Slug on. Yeah, the big one, the one with the cartridges are huge. And she goes, but don't you already have that? And I said, no. This is like a portable version of it. And she's like, don't you already have that? And I'm like, no, that's the Neo Geo Pocket. That's totally different because this one is and it just went on from that.
Wow. So basically she discouraged you from ever buying one ever.
Nope, I'm still getting one.
Okay.
You saw the Neo Geo episode. I mean, I am the target audience for this. Well, I'm 90% on this. There's a couple questions I need answered first, but yeah, let's get into this.
Okay, yeah. So I did see this, and I thought, just based on what apparently you say is the dock, I thought that was actually like, you know, a Neo Geo, because it wouldn't be that expensive, I don't think, to make the board these days. Like, it would require someone to like try and buy up existing cartridges that are out there, which. Some of them are pretty cheap now, but I mean, it looks virtually identical except for there's no memory card slot, so it's not. It doesn't actually play Neo Geo carts.
No, it's not. It's not a cart system, and I think you're right. It wouldn't be that expensive to make the system anymore, but the carts were always expensive to make. You know what I mean?
Right, and they still would be.
And I mean, the cost No, actually, you know, the cost might go up, actually. I was going to say the cost would go down these days, you know. But really, I mean, I think you'd have to use legacy parts. So it might actually be even more to make new Neo. Well, we could look into it. I mean, there's still people releasing Neo Geo carts. Neo Geo NG dev team released a couple new games in the last couple of years.
Do they have a website?
Oh, yeah. We can link it.
All right.
If you want, their most famous Neo Geo release was called Last Hope. And then they released a new version like Last Hope Pink Bullets. And then there's Fast Striker. Sorry, I'd have to look. And they've been porting them to Dreamcast as well.
Oh, wow.
Which is another system that doesn't exist. And iPhone.
Right. Yeah, speaking of iPhone, man, this portable looks like... Well, all right, so I should back up a little bit. This portable was actually leaked way back in, like, December or January. Yeah. And I did my premiere Powit Game News about that. And people were like calling it like the Neo Geo Pocket 2, and we knew it was going to be preloaded with these games and stuff, and has a really nice profile. Like, well, we'll link this in the show notes too, because it has much better pictures than what's on the official Neo Geo X website. But like, there's like an audio jack on the bottom, and like volume controls, and what we think might be like brightness controls. Power button and SD card on the side for more games that they, I hope, will release in the future. The top has an AV out and mini USB plug and an L2, R2, and L1, R1 buttons.
Yeah, that confuses me.
It's interesting.
Neo Geo is, as that song says, you know, what is it? Four bright buttons and joystick. You know what? Ow, I'm messing that up.
Thank you, keep that, Gary. Yeah,
yes,
well.
I'm trying. You know, I can't even... That stupid video. I can't even look at the Neo Geo before it, without saying it multiple times. Like, I'm like, huh, there's a Neo Geo. Ah! can't do it anymore.
Keith Apicary was... Yeah, that video is awesome. He actually retweeted us when we put up our video, which was awesome, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. If you're listening to this right now, thank you very much.
I don't know if Keith Apicary listens to podcasts. He's way too cool for that.
Way too cool.
It's all right. You're right.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think he's cool. Yeah. I mean, I'd hang out with the dude, definitely. Yeah. But like, I'm trying to think of like cool in like a traditional sense.
I see. Well, he teach you how to do the no bone stance at least, which I think is pretty cool. Oh gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, so we'd known this thing was coming for a while, but we didn't know about this dock.
That's totally out of left field.
Wow. Yeah. So, and the whole thing is like $200, which
the whole thing is $200, and that gets you this dock that looks like an AES, which apparently the system slides into. Although I don't see where the connectors would go for that.
It's super not clear. Like unless the dock is a lot smaller than an actual AES.
I'm guessing it is.
Like, I don't know if like a cable comes out and you plug it into like the USB port or what's going on here, but I would think that there's some way to get it powered, and
I mean,
get the video.
If these things are actually to scale,
in
the picture, it looks that the dock and the controller are the same size, and a Neo Geo controller, well big, was about half the size of an AES.
Wait, say what now?
Well, if you look at the pictures of it side by side on its website, the controller looks to be the same size as the dock.
Yeah, which would be in keeping with how the actual Neo Geo was.
No. Yeah, well, the AES system was much bigger than the controller.
No, it wasn't. Look at our video.
I don't watch our videos.
there's a shot where I literally stack the controller on top of the Neo Geo, and it's only slightly smaller. I promise you.
Maybe my memory fades me. I could just look in my closet, I suppose.
It's true. It's true.
That's a lot of work. Anyway.
So yeah. If it is to scale, though, I imagine the stuff would actually be smaller because that handheld is about iPhone sized. So.
Which would be much smaller than a Neo Geo cartridge. I'm right on that, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thank you. I'm worried I'm losing my mind.
Well, you are getting older.
But anyway, yeah, that's true. Now, if the build quality is the same, like that joystick alone seems to be worth $70, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's USB. You know, look at the ports on that. That looks USB-ish.
Yeah, it very well could be. And yeah, if you think that they're actual, you know, size of the controller ports, then you might think, oh, it's huge. But yeah, looking at it now, as well as we can anyway, with these relatively low res pictures, yeah, it's probably just a regular USB port.
Oh, and for those of you who aren't looking at the screen like we are right now,
and why not?
please go to neogeox.com and take a look at this thing. Oh, and if you haven't watched our Neo Geo video already, that should be kind of a primer for getting into this.
Yeah, if you don't know what the system is, just like it's in the show notes, I'm sure. Just take a gander.
But anyway, if it's a USB controller and I can use it for PC games as well, you know, that's worth $70 to me right there.
Yeah. So speaking of which, you can get the handheld by itself for $130, but then you buy the dock and it's $200. Which is $70 more. So there you go.
So the three piece set is $200, and the system itself, yeah, $130. Now, I think there's something wrong with you, Sean.
Why's that?
Okay, a couple episodes ago, we discussed the Ouya. Ouya? Crap! I forgot Ouya. How it's pronounced now.
Ouya.
Okay,
yeah.
That Android based $100 gaming console, right?
Right.
And I was like torn. Like, should I get it? Should I not get it? Should I get it? In the end, I didn't get it.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is twice as expensive and does way, way, way less.
Yeah.
But I pretty much see no doubt in my mind that I'll buy this.
Right. Right.
You know, that's because I mean, with real, I try to support companies wherever I can and try to avoid the ROMs scene. You know, but I got to think like with the Ouya. I could have probably gotten an SD card loaded up with every single Neo Geo game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's an open system, and one of the first things that people are going to make on that thing is emulators, you know?
Well, here's the thing, though, right? Like, it's basically just a way to play Android games on your TV, and even though this is physically a handheld, I imagine it's, like, the full resolution version of the games. Although, come to think of it, even in the 16-bit era, you weren't getting like 640 by 480 video anyway. So I bet you there are like iPhone or iPad, or sorry, Android tablet games that have a higher resolution and would probably look better on HD, which apparently this dock offers HDMI out, which is pretty cool.
Well, I suppose, but actually, like, I mean, The resolution is too high for what's needed, you know, right. And I just hope it upscales good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they add maybe some, I don't know, maybe there's an option for some kind of effect to make it look like scan lines. Because otherwise, like, as we talked about in one of our first episodes, you know, old games on a new TV, which we should also link in this episode, you know, it can, you know, games that were designed for much lower resolution can look like poop on the HDTV. So I really hope they take that into account with this. There's my concern.
Yeah.
Now, if you look on the mock-up, it's got that nice, beautiful screen, and it's widescreen. But like Neo Geo was not a widescreen system.
Yeah, it does look a bit stretched. I don't know if that's an actual demonstration of what it looks like playing it, or if it's just a mock-up they did for.
I would assume a mock-up because I can't imagine the screen's going to be that bright that you can photograph it like that. You know, that's definitely a mock-up. But I, you know, if it's stretched, it's not going to look too bad. You know, I mean, oh, so many people. This is one of my pet peeves. But so many people with HD TVs will watch SD content on it stretched that was never meant to be. Movies, television shows, right, where everyone's looking fat.
Right.
Pet peeve of mine. I just don't get it. Like
if it's like my TV, you actually have to like pick up the remote and like cycle through the presets because scan will turn 4x3 content into 16x9, I think. Yep. So like my wife does it all the time when she plays like the Wii. The games in 4x3. Well, that's the thing too. It's like when you don't have an HD input, The TV can't know what the aspect ratio is supposed to be. And it can be like a 16:9 game, or if it's, you know, downloadable old titles, then it's 4:3.
But like, it's probably, hopefully there'll be the option to, I don't care if people want to play it that way, that's fine. It for someone who's like a purist, it kind of messes up fighting games a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's harder to get the person. Who am I kidding? I'm not good at fighting games. I just press A button until the other character falls down. But, but I mean, I can imagine that someone who's a purist would feel that way. But for me, I don't want it to screw up my physics on League Bowling, because that's the game I'm looking forward to.
What? I don't know. Well,
one of the preloaded games is League Bowling.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You've played League Bowling.
No, of course not.
Really? Maybe. I don't know. I think it was maybe it was a Wisconsin thing in the places that I went. But it seemed like every 4-slot Neo Geo system that was released, like one of the games was one of the Samurai Showdowns. You know, one of them was some shooter of some sort. You know, one was a Metal Slug, and the last one was League Bowling.
Okay.
The one in Davies Center had League Bowling in it.
Yeah, but the one in Davies Center went away, I think, before I really even knew it existed. Yeah.
Yeah, they turned the arcade. They had an arcade, and they had a 4-slot Neo Geo with Samurai Showdown 3, League Bowling, King of Fighters 97, I think, and I don't remember the last game. Whatever. And after like my first year of college, they turned the arcade into the Diversity Awareness Center.
Yeah.
They like painted a mural of naked people on the wall of all colors and races and added a library in, and they had a staff member sitting there. And I think in all the years that I went to that university, I never saw as many people in the Diversity Awareness Center as I saw in the arcade.
See, now, if they had just left the arcade games in the Diversity Center, there would have been a lot more people who would learned about diversity.
And I'm just saying. And people from diverse backgrounds, too.
Yeah.
As long as they were men.
Gamers and non-gamers.
No. Girls play games, too.
Some of them do.
Maybe it was Cruise in USA. No. It was one of the Blitz games, but it had an N64 cartridge port.
Okay, interesting.
Whatever, which I like a memory pack port, which is amazing because, you know, the Neo Geo was the one who started that with having the arcade machine had the memory card port.
Right.
So you could take your saves from home right to the arcade.
Which is something we didn't really touch on in our video.
No, we didn't. We really should mention that.
Yeah. Maybe we could do a follow-up.
I couldn't think of a way to turn it into an innuendo.
Oh, come on. Really?
Well, what sexy thing could you think about things like slot and insert and... Yep. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But that episode was already so long.
It was. So all right, I think it's a little less cool that it costs as much as it does and it doesn't play carts, but it's still a pretty good deal for 20 games. It's like $10 a game, you know?
Like, I think it's a good deal, you think it's a good deal, but like the majority of the web, like I'm reading, oh, shout out to NeoGAF. I didn't realize people on NeoGAF were listening to the podcast, but I posted recently and someone's like, oh yeah, like, I think I've heard you more on your podcast than you're posting here. And I'm like, whoa, people on NeoGAF, like, listen to the podcast. I should really be careful what I say.
Oh no.
Because they know their stuff. Well,
oh yeah.
A lot of them.
Definitely.
But anyway, but like even there, and that's a gaming community, everyone's like too expensive. You know, because I mean, if you look at it, it's like more than a 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, the same price as an Xbox right now, right?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. It is more than a 3DS. It's like here I am wanting to plop down some money on a dead system when I could get an XL for like $10 less with new games. Oh, man.
And with Virtual Console, the ability to play most of those games. You know what
I
mean?
Where are my priorities? This doesn't make any sense.
I know.
And the screen's bigger.
And that's exactly what my wife was saying. She's like, you know, don't you already, you know, have that or have the ability to, and nearly all of those games listed, maybe about half actually, are on the SNK Classics collection that I picked up for $10 on my Wii.
Oh my god. Yeah. So what's the point of this? It's really sexy, isn't it? It's like, it looks really cool.
What is wrong
with us?
The original Neo Geo came out. I was 10 years old, and I drooled over it, of course. Maybe 11? I don't even remember. But, and I wanted it, but I mean, there was no way that was going to be mine. And the CD system, too. You know, it was pricey and rare in Wisconsin.
Yep.
I think I only ever saw one at a store, like, once, like at a RSC Video Game Star or something. But, you know, I wasn't that wasn't going to be mine too. When the Neo Geo Pocket came out, I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually got that when it came out, and I mean, this is going to be in another episode, but I love that thing to death. Oh man, what a great system! You had one, right?
No, I have one now because or is it a Neo Geo Pocket? No, I have something now. I have a
Neo
bunch
Geo
of
Pocket
handles.
Color or Neo Geo
no,
Pocket?
No, darn it, I have something. It might just be a Wonder Swan. No, I never
had
one.
Those who don't know a lot about Japanese gaming, they're turning the podcast off right now in disgust. Wonder Swan? What are you talking about? I think he's talking about his penis.
Why would they think that?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a game system. Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know. I guess... My reach didn't extend, but I converted a lot of my friends to get a Neo Geo Pocket. I think it's one of the only systems I ever played like with link cable stuff. Like, I got Ben really into like Card Fighters Clash and wonderful trading card game, and Match of the Millennium, and even Biomortar Unitron was not a great RPG, but I really enjoyed it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, I bought like almost every title that came out for this thing. Well, every title of worth.
Did those games also cost $200
a piece? They sold it
at
Best Buy.
Oh, really?
They sold it at Best Buy, you know. And then SNK folded, and it just went away like that, like instantly. There were still some games released for it in Japan for, I don't know, a year and a half after, and I picked up some of those. But, SNK was sold for a time to, like, Aruze Company, which was a maker of pachinko slot machines and stuff, and so most of the games that were released in the late days of it were like ports of their slot machines or pachinko machines to the portable system.
Hmm.
And they released like lots of box sets that was like this system and a pachinko game, you know. Actually, it was mostly pachi slots, so slot machine type games like Hanabi and things like that.
Huh.
Oh, I've lost the audience again. Come back, Kevin. Come back.
Lost me too. I'm sorry.
Sorry. But I loved that thing so much that just the idea of having SNK hardware new out of the box again after more than 10 years. That's an alluring prospect.
So
I'm going to buy this.
So do you think it's two-player? Because that dock has two ports, but it's a handheld system, so...
Well, since the Game Boy, hasn't every handheld been two-player, you know, with a cable, you know?
Right, but like, you know, you usually have to have another copy of the game. And that's not always the case, but, like, you can, like, play in a limited capacity with one cartridge.
Well, these games
times.
Are built in, though. I mean, everybody's got every game.
Well, are they true ports of the original, and then does it just, like, interface with the dock to, like, totally unlock its capability? Is there some way to play multiplayer with just the handhelds?
Well, considering that there's a mini USB, and if that controller is USB, it should be a matter of... unless they're really going all out and adding some Bluetooth into it,
mm-hmm.
which they could, but I think they would have mentioned it.
Right. They're really sparse on details. Like, you go to the site, there's no press information really, aside from like what certain websites have said about it. And you go to the details page, and they just want you to sign up for more information. And I have, and I haven't heard anything yet. So,
well, it seems like they're updating their website right now. Actually, like,
okay,
while we're recording this, they don't have the games listed yet.
Right, they just have that photo.
They've got the games listed, but if you go to the games page, it just says coming soon. So maybe when you're listening to this, it'll already be updated. Yeah. But right now, yeah, details are a bit sparse. Like, I want to know if I can buy another controller for this.
I think you can. I'm going, because like I said, they're updating this site constantly, it seems, and there was a link. Shoot, I saw a link for the controller. Man, I don't know. it seemed to imply that you could get a separate, I mean, because you'd have to if you want to play two players, and it does have the two ports in the front, so I'm not really clear. Oh, hey, maybe what this is one of those is for the joystick, and then one of them is for plugging in the handheld.
That could be, although I don't know if it's that important, but like in my mind, you know, the system is the cartridge and it slips into the dock, but I guess it wouldn't need to.
Right. I mean, it looks like something goes in that slot, but it could just be completely aesthetic and not functional in any way.
Yeah, it's very possible. Can I go into a couple worries that I have?
Well, yeah. I think we've already started going into it.
I mean, I talked about the stretch screen, but I mean, that's not a deal breaker yet.
Sure.
And I like the games. I like the. Can I go through the games?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is kind of an interesting selection. It's a lot of them are the stuff that they always release, like the first wave of stuff that they released on the Virtual Console, you know, and you know the stuff that was in like SNK collections and stuff like that, you know. But a few of them are a bit surprising. Okay. So there's 20 games. Okay, first, Three Count Bout. It's a boxing game. Not that great. Sorry, that's Fire Suplex in Japan. Sorry, wrestling. Wrestling game.
Okay.
Okay. And then we have Alpha Mission 2. Fairly straight up shooting game. Kind of Star Soldier-y, I guess. You know, it's not one of the bullet hell games. You know, it's kind of low key. Yeah, Star Soldier type game. A lot of nice power-up stuff like that. Fun game. Art of Fighting 2, very technical fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like King of Fighters or Street Fighter that it's just, you know, kick-punch. There's a lot more thought to the moves. Really big characters. This one was amazing. And battle damage. If you're getting beat up, if your opponent favors the face a lot, when your profile picture comes up, they're going to have a lot of damage to the face.
Huh. All right.
Very interesting concept. Very popular game, because Art of Fighting 1 and 2 were very similar in that style, but Art of Fighting 3 changed everything. It went to more of a King of Fighters-esque game. So I can understand Art of Fighting 2 being the best of that type of series.
Mm.
Baseball Stars 2, not a launch title. Baseball Stars Professional was a launch title, but Baseball Stars 2 is the better of the baseball games. Although personally, I really like Cyber Baseball. Oh gosh, I don't remember. Cyber Lip, shooter, side scrolling shooter,
mm-hmm.
kind of a run and gun. Good game. They had like a magazine advertisement with like a super hot girl in like lingerie, and it said something like "and he won't play with me anymore" or something like that.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, and the game that he was playing instead was Cyberlip.
Right, right.
And you know what? To 12 to I don't know 10-year-old me, that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd want to play with an icky girl when you could play with Cyberlip? Yeah. Anyway, first Fatal Fury, not so good. But okay. I mean, you need the first Fatal Fury so you can see what King of Fighters came. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the first Fatal Fury, like, what, two or three playable characters was it.
Okay.
For a fighter.
Yeah, that's not a lot. Well, you know, Street Fighter only had two.
I guess, yeah. That's
the original I'm talking about for those who are just like, oh, no, I could play. No, it's the original.
So, I mean, good game, but, like, it would have been better if you could play as all those boss characters fighting. Fatal Fury Special, now you can play as those boss characters.
Oh, yeah.
Fatal Fury Special, awesome music, really good stage design, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's before they really started getting into the awesome animation, though. Like, they had big characters, but they were not very well animated in the Fatal Fury series until you got to the later ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, King of Fighters 95, strange choice. A lot of these compilations have included 94, which was the first, you know, King of Fighters game. Although, actually, I mean, Fatal Fury is the first King of Fighters game, but, you know, it's the first, you know, like, King of Fighters Nantaka, you know.
The what?
King of Fighters year. Oh, sorry, Nantaka is Japanese for, like, fill in here. I'm sorry.
Oh, you said it so fast. Yeah.
It's the first, like, King of Fighters yearly update.
Okay.
Was 94.
Okay, right.
See why they wouldn't include 94? Because 94 was, you know, the first team fighter where you, you know, have a team of three people fighting a team of other three people. But 94 didn't allow you to choose your team.
Okay.
You had to have, like, the team with, like, Andy, Terry, and Meyer. I don't actually remember. But, like, you choose a team, like, based on a country. Or, like, there's England team or Japan team. USA team was a bunch of racial stereotypes. But, maybe I see why they didn't include it now.
Can I just say that I don't think that this game actually is for me, or that this console is for me, and I'm not sure I want it anymore, because I've heard of almost none of these games.
Really? You haven't heard of King of Fighters or Fatal Fury?
I've heard of King of Fighters and Fatal Fury, but those are the only two out of that list so far that have rung a bell with me.
Well, keep going.
Okay.
But anyway, 95 is an odd choice for me, I think, because it's neither the first nor the best King of Fighters.
Right.
It's just kind of a, that's King of Fighters 95. That was the second King of Fighters. Okay, next, King of the Monsters. This
nope.
is a game I never really played all that much of. I played it in the arcade as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I had King of the Monsters 2 for my Neo Geo CD system, but King of the Monsters 2 is not as good as the original King of the Monsters. It's basically like an isometric rampage. Have you played it?
Nope.
This is... I would recommend playing this one. Okay. Last Resort. Good shooter. Nice graphics. Good game. Regarded as a good game. League Bowling. Just talked about this before. Girl in a swimsuit in that game. Yep.
Oh, boy.
It's bowling. It has the best opening ever because it just goes, League Bowling!
Nice.
there's probably other reasons it's good, but okay. Magician Lord, one of the very early titles on the system. Side scroller, really hard. Like, you don't see games released like this anymore that are like just really, but really good. Good music. Metal Slug, you heard of Metal Slug, right?
Oh, naturally.
Okay.
So just the first Metal Slug, huh?
The first one, and I'd say the first one is regarded probably as like the second best of the series. Depends on who you talk to.
Mm.
But I like it. Really nice jazz soundtrack. This is one of the more modern titles because Metal Slug is like a 97 title. Most of the others are really early.
Okay.
Okay. Mutation Nation. It's basically a final fight with mutants.
Oh. Interesting.
Have you played this one?
No.
This is the one that I used to do music hacks to.
Okay.
Okay. The CD system was awesome because it had Redbook audio.
Right, yep.
So I used to take my Neo Geo games and I used to copy them, my CD games. I used to copy them and I used to put in my own audio tracks.
Oh, nice.
So I made one with the Mutation Nation, and there's this really intense scene where the bad guy's coming on, and in the background you're hearing Orinoco Flow. And like, since a lot of the voices and stuff for the cutscenes was also Red Book audio, you could add in your own translation of what the characters are saying.
Well, that's great. Wow.
So we made like a fan dub of it was crazy. It was like this mixture of like They Might Be Giant songs. There's like this one stage where you're on top, where you're fighting on top of these cars, and I've got the like They Might Be Giant song, like don't cross the street in the middle of the block. Oh man, we used to have a kind of anime video gamey club at my university, and Sean, you were kind of a sort of member, right? Sometimes member.
I was a full-on member.
In those early days.
Oh, in the early days. Yeah.
Because we brought out the Neo Geo CD system on multiple occasions.
Okay.
To do these, to bring in these stupid music hacks we'd made.
I think it's worth noting, too, that this anime club spawned an anime convention, No Brand Con, that was originally housed in the aforementioned Davies Center, which, as anyone who's been on our Facebook page has seen, has been sadly torn down this summer.
I was sad to see that.
Yeah. Been replaced, of course, but
memories. Davies Center to me already died when they got rid of the arcade, so.
Yeah, that was like over a decade ago.
Yeah, so. Okay. Next one. NAMM 1975.
Nope.
This is like a launch title.
Okay.
And it's, have you ever played Operation Wolf?
I'm aware of it.
Okay, it's like that.
Okay.
It's, you know, a game where you're it's first person perspective and enemies are running at you and you got to gun them down.
Okay.
Okay, puzzle, kind of a Tetris clone, kind of like a there's Tetris pieces basically, and there's also balloons and stuff. I think this was called Joy Joy Kid in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one, Real Bout Fatal Fury. Special, Real Bout Fatal Fury Special. The Real Bout series took basically the Fatal Fury formula and made it a lot faster and a lot more flashy, kind of like the King of Fighters series.
Sure.
And there was Real Bout Fatal Fury, Real Bout Fatal Fury Special, and Real Bout Fatal Fury 2, the Newcomers. And they put the second one on, and I think that's a good choice.
Okay.
Because Newcomers was almost an entirely different roster of characters.
Hence the name.
Yeah, exactly. But Special, good game. Okay, Samurai Showdown 2.
Isn't that called Shin Samurai Spirits?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
That's one thing I know. The Samurai Showdown, Samurai Spirit series, King of Fighters, yep. Real Bout, and what am I missing? The other thing. Metal Slug are the ones I'm really aware of, and those are all featured in our video.
Well, there you go. Then we got Super Sidekicks, soccer game. I don't know why they included the first one. First one's not as good as 2 and 3 are better. And then last, World Heroes Perfect. This one's interesting to me, and it gives me a lot of hope.
Okay,
because World Heroes Perfect, aside from being a very good game and the last of the World Heroes series and the best of the World Heroes series, is a game that wasn't that wasn't made by SNK.
Okay.
It was made by ADK, which SNK kind of sort of bought, I don't know, but later in the life, but like it means that ADK titles will possibly be on the system as well.
Right. Okay.
And they made like Aggressors of Dark Combat. Oh, ADK. And a lot of other really interesting games for the system. So I'm hoping their games will be featured in this anyway. Okay, that took a while, but okay, for me, this is all nostalgia because I've played all of these games.
Yeah, I think you talked me out of buying this, but for people who are super curious, I think the fact that you even ran those down is really helpful because I haven't seen anywhere else so far that has had any idea what these games are. There's like plop the list down on their press release, copy pasta, and then just leave it, call it a day, I guess.
I agree, and I think that's one of the things, but like. Some of those games you've never played before, but like, I think a lot of them hold up really well today.
Yeah,
and that's the thing about Neo Geo is like, it will the people who buy this at $200 are going to buy it because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But it's a good enough, these games are good enough that, like, it doesn't have to be based on nostalgia. Like, a lot of them hold up really well today. The original Fatal Fury, not so much. But the original Metal Slug, I'd say.
Yeah. Is it enough to, like, you know, overcome the fact that it costs more than the 3DS? And granted, I guess 3DSs don't come with 20 games, but...
Well, if you were part of the Ambassador Program.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. But no one can be anymore, so apart from those people.
Well, here's what's going to have to sell it for the people who are new to it. I need to see third party titles on this thing. I want my Magical Drop. I want Blazing Star. I want some of the games released by other companies.
Right.
That's important to me, and I want to see how SNK is going to sell these other games. Because, for example, the Wii collection of games is called SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1. I've been waiting for Volume 2 for the last 5 years.
Right.
And even the Virtual Console, I don't know what's holding them back. I mean, all they have to do is press the publish button, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
These games are done. They're not making them for the Virtual Console. It's all emulation, you know? I'm not exactly sure what the holdup is, unless it's possible that the hardware in the Wii is not capable of running things like Garou: Mark of the Wolves or things like that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, the Wii Virtual Console has been like sluggish and dying for a long time. So it just it could just be that no one's really buying them, and it's not worth their time to. Cause they probably have to do something to make it work with the Virtual Console.
Yeah,
and it doesn't cost no money.
But maybe they're just waiting for the Wii U to come out to, like, so they can do something special with the Virtual Console. Like, hey, look at these. The games you thought you were going to get 6 years ago.
To revitalize the console? Never mind.
Ouch. Yeah. But it's clear that the Wii can do it. I mean, because Metal Slug Collection had all of the Neo Geo Metal Slugs on it, but still waiting for the later ones on the Wii Virtual Console.
Right.
But anyway, for this system though, I can't pay Virtual Console prices. I don't know. I should be willing to pay the same $10 I'd pay on the Wii to get a game on
this.
But
you won't pay it because you're paying the Virtual Console price now just buying this thing.
I know. But, like, it's an enigma.
Yeah. All right. I'm not convinced now. Like, it's really, really cool, and it'll be great for collectors and nostalgia freaks like us, but...
Yeah. So why were you cool with it before? How did I talk you out of it? Because I'm trying to talk people into this right now.
Because
I think I failed.
Because it looks so cool, and I'm into retro things, but like I don't know any of these games, and there's just so many of them. I have a hard time believing that I would really get into it, especially if there's no proper two player for the games that are two player. Like that, how fun is it going to be playing against the computer on a fighting game?
On a fighting game, not so much.
Yeah. So, but like Metal Slug, it's, you know, well, you can have two players in Metal Slug, can't you? Or no? Yes?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but you're like co-op. So, you wouldn't be able to have that either. So, you're still missing something. So, we'll probably learn more details as this website gets updated this week. We'll put them in the show notes as we find them out.
Okay, say it does have two player. Now are you sold?
No. It's just the games. I don't know the games. I don't have nostalgia for the games like you do. And
yes, but I don't know for okay. And this is coming from a obsessed Neo Geo fan perspective though, but like if I had never heard of these games and all of a sudden it was like a system with 15 games I've never Neo Geo with 15 Neo Geo games I've never played. Oh my gosh. Must buy.
Okay, I admit that I'm weird because I don't like go into those like humble indie bundles and I don't like troll Steam sales and stuff like that to get games I never play. Like I'm one of those weirdos who would pay, you know, $200 for a game I'll never play just because of like the thrill of the hunt and just having this huge cartridge that sits in my closet and gathers dust.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I admit it.
Because, okay, for this whole system and these 20 games is cheaper than buying a cartridge of several of, like,
right, yeah, any one cartridge costs,
you know, $1,000,
right?
And even just like let's pick another one out.
I mean, I don't
real about real boat special right. would be about $150 right there.
I don't disagree with you. It's just that the Neo Geo secondhand market is pretty unique, you know. Very few other markets have consistently such high prices.
That's true.
Like maybe you spend a lot of money getting an original Chrono Trigger cartridge or something, but that's outside the norm for Super Nintendo collecting.
Well, okay. Then here's the intriguing possibility.
Okay.
There are still Neo Geo games being made. I alluded to that fact earlier.
Yes.
If those get ported to it,
right,
that would be very cool, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if it also makes a dev scene crop up, do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so here's the question, then. Is this handheld limited to the technical specifications of the actual Neo Geo? I'm going to guess not.
I can't imagine so.
No, yeah. So if you can program to this device something comparable to, like, an iPhone or an Android...
Yeah.
Device, then would that be worth it to people? Is the lack of touch interface a problem? Is this going to be competition for the Ouya? Ouya.
I don't think so. I'm guessing this thing has some kind of ARM processor, you know?
Sure.
Do you say ARM or do you say ARM?
ARM.
I've never had it spoken out. But anyway, I'm guessing, yeah, equivalent to, you know, maybe the iPhone 4 that it looks so much like.
Sure.
Because you need a fairly sizable processor to do good emulation. Like, you can do cheap emulation pretty easy, you know. You can probably emulate a lot of those games on a 3DS. But I mean, it would need to have a lot of RAM so, you know, it can keep, you know, for the larger games if it's going to be getting... you know, later edition games like Mark of the Wolves or something like that.
Right.
Last Blade. You know, so it would need a lot of RAM. That's the other thing too. That'll be the deal breaker. If the emulation isn't 100% or at least 99.9% perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, as I said, you can buy like yourself a PSP. And you can load ROMs on it, and you can play ROMs on it, you know, and that's a lot cheaper than this thing. But, like, the emulation isn't perfect. It's pretty good, though.
You know what else is $200 that has games on it that I don't play?
What?
The Wii.
Ouch! Ouch!
I still haven't finished Skyward Sword, which I admitted to Phil Bond recently, and he gave me this shocked look like I had stabbed him through the heart.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even own the game, so.
Well, there you
go. Although I picked up Last Story.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I need to send you a copy of
Xenoblade. Please. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm worried that that this game is going to pass me by.
Right. After all the work that Operation Rainfall did, and we're totally slacking off here.
Because we've brought Operation Rainfall on this or whatever, and I've been a huge proponent.
Twice.
I'm like, we need to buy this game, and I still don't have this game.
So whatever you do, Operation Rainfall people, if you're listening to this podcast, do not link it to their site in shame. To shame us. Yeah. I don't know.
But like it's only because of the distribution method. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Last Story. So easy. I went on Amazon. I said, buy. There we go.
Yep,
done.
Yep.
You know, but GameStop does not ship to Japan.
And Nintendo of America doesn't ship to Japan.
Like, I can get the Japanese version really easy, but it's like anything that's not available new on Amazon is hard for me to get.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's that. I think that's the main problem with this. But I pre-ordered Last Story, mm-hmm. got the soundtrack and art book, and someday nice. Probably when my kids are grown, I'll play it.
Oh, jeez. Well, I mean, you know, we're just so busy, right? We don't have time to play games anymore, especially because we're trying to do a video a week, and we've been succeeding for the last 4 weeks now, which makes next week week five. Is that crazy or what?
That's crazy, and we've still got at least one video in the wings, and hopefully I'll get some filming done on another one today.
Yeah.
And
we're working hard.
We've done a video a week for
a month.
By the time this podcast comes out, 6 weeks.
So no, five, just four.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, but you know, normally we record this well in advance of the video for the week coming out, and this time it's not the case. We're just a day afterwards. So last week, which we normally talk about, was warm up exercises for gamers, which was better received than I expected. For those who are curious, it was born out of a routine I would do for conventions when I would go and present the Famicom Dojin material. That I would have everyone stand up and go through these warm-up exercises and give them a very similar spiel, although not as rambly as the old man's. Oh, goodness. Is everyone happy he's back, by the way? Because people have asked for it, and we are trying to deliver in one way or another.
And it's not the end of that either, so...
Yeah, it's true. You said you were filming today? Right. Yes. Let's just leave it at that.
Yes. That's yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to give any spoilers.
So, that was pretty fun to do. And then this week, and then maybe we should circle back to it next week too, when it's been out for longer than a day. But wow, it's already getting as many hits as just as quickly as the Neo Geo episode did.
That's sad. and if you look at it, it's doing something about 10 times as fast as the Neo Geo episode.
No. But the first day and a half.
No, it's doing something. Many. Getting about 10 times the speed. Collecting dislikes.
Oh. Okay, true, but it's still overall liked. It's like 71%, which if it was an election would be a landslide. So it's okay.
Oh, man, who are these people who like this?
well, maybe they understand. So you know, Leet Band is something that, well, if you're on Vink's channel or you own the season one DVD and found the Easter egg, you've heard of before.
You've revealed our Easter egg. Yes, there is a Leet Band video on the. So if you got those DVDs, pop them out right now. Should we tell them where it is?
It's on the first screen. That's all I'll say.
Okay, it's on the first screen. Yeah. Just poke around and you'll find the video about public telephones. Yes. And if you don't have the DVD. Please order now.
Yeah,
operators
right?
are standing by.
Yes. Just go to famicomdojo.tv and there's a link in the corner, upper right, hanging out, just being like, buy me and stuff. Yeah, it's true. or you can just watch the video for free on Vink's channel.
Okay.
So, you and Peso, who has been on the show many times, formed this.
He's the viewer at home and the... Yes. Relatively upset Pleiadian nerd or something. The mildly aggravated Pleiadian nerd.
Yeah,
he. I was on his way. I was on the way over to his house to, I think, play Lost Odyssey on Xbox 360 when it was new. So this is about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Anyway,
yeah, I think five is about right.
And I was biking over, and like, I was just I'd already written a podcast called The Pokemon Days of Summer.
Yep, for
which
4CR.
Talked about my total lack of Pokemon knowledge.
Yeah,
and I was just thinking of this, and I'm like, wow, I know a couple of them now. I should do a song about it, and like, I thought I knew about six or seven going into the song, but I realized once we actually started recording it that I only knew two, and one of them was like the Japanese name of one. Mizardo is called something else. It's like
Charizard, I believe.
Charizard. Okay. Yep.
Charmander, Charizard, and Charmeleon.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that the names are, well, I guess a lot of people know, but yeah. The names are very different in Japanese.
Well, Rosardo is just, you know, the Japanese pronunciation of lizard, so.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that's not his name. Oh, and then I figured it out, so.
So the
thing about Leap Band too, for those who don't know, is that they never rehearse and they never write their songs ahead of time. So one take and you're done. Well, most of the time it's one take and you're done.
I was singing the first part of the song, and then all of a sudden Alex starts playing like hardcore rock, because like the original song's not supposed. I mean, the idea in my head when I started singing it was that it was a ballad. You know, that was kind of quiet. And all of a sudden he's like, nah, 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 and then I'm like, okay, there's Pikachu. But you can hear it in my voice that even I'm surprised by how loud that came out.
Yeah.
But I just kind of went with it. The problem is, since I wasn't intending to sing it so loudly, I was real close to the microphone, like way closer than I should have been. And since Leap Band never does another take, and we never really intended for anyone ever to hear it, you know, it just kind of got saved on my hard drive, and then I pulled it out a couple of years later for one of the podcasts we were doing. When we were trying to gather all these videos for our own stuff, I was like, oh man, what would be really, really easy to do for a video?
And there you go.
And then I'm like, oh, I could take this and I could make a music video of it. And at first I thought, well, what could I do? I could take some licensed images from the internet and just lay them over. And then I'm like, I shouldn't do that. First of all, copyright infringement. And second of all, like, that's just, I mean, that makes it somehow even more lame.
Right, right. And now the drawings fit the music, I think.
I thought like, wow, the music's incredibly rough and terrible. And I should do like some rough, terrible drawings. And if you look at the first slides, I whipped them off real quick, and then I sent this to Sean, who just for some reason loved it. But I hadn't actually drawn any of the Pokemon yet, except that one slide, and there's a million of these little dudes, and I just drew, I don't know, it's so crummy. But like when I actually started drawing the Pokemons, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to make them a little better, otherwise people won't know what I'm drawing.
Right.
So like what started off as something that I thought I'd like crank out in an hour, I think total time took me like 18, 20 hours to do.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
And it's so pathetic.
Well, no, there's some great stuff in there. Like I know what your dad looks like, but now everyone else does too. And I didn't know what the Pokemon was you were talking about, but now I do. And so it's funny to everyone. Or like you have that that Psyduck that's dressed like you, which people might not get because it's really subtle. But
the other thing people might not get is like, when I first saw Pokemon, I always thought, whoa, there's a Pokemon with the Dreamcast logo on its stomach.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious, because I totally thought the same thing.
So I tried to draw a Dreamcast with the tiny logo, and I'm like, so I made the logo bigger so it would be a little easier to get.
Right,
But I thought of labeling it Dreamcast, but then I'm like, if people get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't.
I got it.
Well, I'm glad you got it. And I think you should get the Neo Geo X.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm curious to hear what the listeners think about all this, because I think Vink's probably the hugest Neo Geo geek on the face of the planet.
I'm not, though.
Are you sure? Well, maybe those NeoGAF people should come in and...
here is the website you should type in, www.neo-geo.com. Go to the forums, I'm some slithering little newbie, you know. I don't know nothing. These are people who have multiple MVS cabs in their houses, you know. These are people who are playing Metal Slug on the original cartridge, which cost them $1,000, you know.
Right, like Keith Apicary.
But I think I'm the biggest Neo Geo fan on this podcast.
No, that's definitely true.
So, I'll convert you.
We'll see. There's time, I guess. So if you think you're a bigger Neo Geo fan than Vink, you can just talk to us on Twitter or Facebook, Famicom Dojo. Call us and say how much of a bigger geek you are at 608-492-1923. Or leave a comment on the podcast on FamicomDojo.tv, where we will have links to our video, the Keith Apicary music video, anything else that we mentioned during the podcast, links to the Neo Geo sites, the original leaked images, which actually look better than what they have on the Neo Geo site right now. And yeah, a list of the games, fun stuff like that. Right on. And yeah, keep watching our stuff. Oh, if you want a podcast friendly version, or sorry, an iPhone friendly version of all the Pokemon I know, that should be on the feed by now.
So turn the volume down. If you listen, I've done, when I was editing this video, I had to be on headphones because my daughter was sleeping, and I'm listening to it, and I got to turn the volume up because it starts off really slow, and then the loud part comes on, and I'm like, oh, I hate this song so much.
Famicom Dojo.
And can you bleep that? Can you bleep that word out? Okay.
Okay.
We're a family podcast here.
Penis is a technical term.